Boker Tov, and welcome back to our ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. Today, we are on Daf Yevamot Daf Lamed Amud Bet at the Mishnah, which is Mishnah Chet, and we will cover this Mishnah and its attendant Gemara, along with a very small piece, the next Mishnah, Mishnah Tet, is the first half, and its small piece of Gemara to Lamed Bet Amud Aleph. Referring back to our original 15 Arayot in the first parak. If those arayot were questionably married to the brother who subsequently died, as far as the status of the co-wives goes, so that tzarot may be patur from yibum, may be chayiv, so we have them do chalitza. Right? How could it be? So one possible way is that the erva, meaning, let's give an example, brother one is married to wife one, and he's also married, let's say, to sister one. Brother two, and there's only two brothers here, brother two is married to sister two. However, brother one divorces sister one before anything else happens. But the divorce is questionable. Or brother one never married sister one, and then when he did marry her, the kiddushin were questionable. And at that point, he died. Then the wife has to do chalitza with brother two, but not yibum. Ketzat Safek Kiddushin, what's an example of this? Zarakla Kiddushin Safek Karvla Safek Karvla Zeu Safek Kiddushin. What is questionable Kiddushin? If the man threw something of value towards the woman and said, Arev Kodesh Libazen, she accepted it. And we're not sure, and we'll see what we're not sure means, whether or not it was closer to him or closer to her. If it's closer to him, then it's in her reshut, she received it. And those are valid Kiddushin. If it's closer to him, then it never left his reshut. And those are not valid kiddushin. In that case, it's suffic kiddushin. Suffic erushin. What is suffic erushin? Now, this is the famous set of three gittin that shows at Masachet Gittin that are psulim. But if a woman marries based on such a get, marries another man and has children, those children are not mamzerim because this is a questionable get. Suffic erushin. Katav bichtav yado min al avedim. If a man wrote a get with his own hands. We know that if a person writes a shtar with his own hands, then that shtar is strong as if it had edim. So you have such a get without edim. Yesh alav edim ve'in bo zman. Or let's say that it was written by the sofer, and there were edim, but there's no zman in the get. And or yesh bo zman ve'in bo ela ed achad. Or there is zman, but there aren't two edim, there's one ed. Zehu safek yerushin. This is what safek yerushin is now. And again, the term zehu, as we had earlier, seems to indicate exclusivity, saying this is suffic erushin and not something else. The Gemara immediately notices the omission of the case that was used for kiddushin, suffic arvla, suffic arvla, that it was not used as an example in gerushin. Ve'ilu begerushin suffic arvla, suffic arvla, loktani, my tama. Hamaraba says as follows. We have to note that there's an important distinction between suffic arvla, suffic arvla, and the three gittin that we mentioned, Ktav Yado, etc. In those cases, for sure, a get was handed over to her. The question is the kasher to get. In this case, there's for certainly a kosher get. The question is whether it ever got to her. Now, Rabbah says as follows, Isha zu b'chezkat heter l'shuk omeret. Wife was b'chezkat heter l'shuk because she was co-married with an erva. U'misofik atabalo osra. And now you're going to say, you know what, maybe now she can't marry Lashuk because I've raised a suffix that maybe the Erva, maybe the sister number one, got divorced. Altaswana misafek. You can't forbid, you can't ban her from the Shuk misafek. So Amale Abayas, Abaya turns around and says, Yihachi v'igrushin nami neima, ishazu b'cheskaretu li'avam omeret, misafek ataba lo sara, altaswana misafek. So Abaya says quite Socratically to Rabbah, why don't you say the same thing about Kiddushin? Think about this. Brother one is married to wife, and brother two married to sister two. Brother one then gives a suffic kiddushin to sister one, and then dies. Up until the time that he gave a kiddushin, then wife was certainly standing to do yibum with brother two. Now, misafek, you're going to asa her? You shouldn't asa her, misafek, Abaye says. So Rava's answer is, hatam l'chumra. In the case of kiddushin, it's a chumra, because we're saying that you're right, theoretically she should be able to have yibum. But we're being machmer, we'll say she must have chalitza. Okay, wait a second. Hai chumra ala da'at de de kulahu. But that chumra will lead to a kula. Meaning, that if we enforce chalitza here, that means that we maintain that there really is some sort of a zika between the wife and brother number two, and we're considering sister number one not to really be married to brother number one. If that's the case, then everyone will think that when he threw these kiddushin, she wasn't married to him. Zimnin da'azilhu makadish la'vachota. Brother one will think, oh, I never was married to sister one. I'll go marry sister number three. That's not a problem. Kiddushin vade, and I'll give her proper kiddushin. And he might think he really is married to her, and in reality, he's not, because she's an erevatum, she's a chodishto. V'inami zimnin da'ata acher makadish la'vledida kiddushin vade, or in kind of a parallel manner, some other guy could come along and give sister one kiddushin, kiddushin vade. And she, of course, is an Eshet Ish, because she's really married to brother number one. But we gave the impression those kiddushin were nothing, because we forced the tzara to do, the wife, to do chalitza. Came and the asol amar the tzara liyibume, since we said that the tzara cannot have yibum. Amri de kama kiddushin or de batra lav kiddushin. That means that they're saying that the first kiddushin, meaning the kiddushin of the first guy, now that we turn around and we say, oh, you can only do chalitza, you can't do yibum, then everybody's going to turn around and say, you know what that means? That means that brother number one's kiddushin on sister number one were good. And the second kiddushin, either some outsider to sister number one or brother number one to sister number three, are not valid kiddushin. The reality is it's a safek. So let's roll back over this. We say as follows. We're saying that Abaye said, why don't you have the same concern of saying, up until brother one did kiddushin or tried to do kiddushin on sister one, wife was standing to do yibum with brother two if brother one would ever die. Now we have safek kiddushin. You're now going to prohibit her from having yibum? Don't prohibit me safek. So Rabbi answers, it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah that she should have chalitza. And Abaye says, that's a chumrah that's going to lead to a kula. Why? Because here's what's going to play out. You're going to say that wife has to have chalitza. Wife has to have chalitza. That will leave the impression that brother one's kiddushin with sister one were not valid. And she wasn't a co-wife with an erva. And therefore, somebody else will go give her kiddushin. Or brother one will go give kiddushin to her sister. And they'll think those are valid kiddushin. And then they're going to turn around and say, wait a second. You're not letting the wife do chalitza, yibum, you're only letting her do chalitza? They're going to say, Amri de kama kiddushin, matra lav kiddushin. Right? And so they're going to say, aha, it must be that the original kiddushin were valid kiddushin, with brother number one and sister number one. And now, when brother one was Makadish sister three, or some other guy was Makadish sister one, those are invalid kiddushin. And that's going to, of course, raise also suspicions about the children, etc. So you're leading to a kula. The answer is, So answer number one is that since we're going to enforce chalitza only, everybody knows right away it's a chumra ba'alma. Really, the kiddushin are not valid kiddushin. Really, if she marries somebody else, those kiddushin will be suffic kiddushin. But we're not going to regard them as nothing. Right, ihachi gerushin. So if that's the case, ihachi gerushin nami, litni velitzucha chalitza. So why don't we say in the same case that if it's safek gerushin, meaning safek karvlo, safek karvla, why don't we also say that wife can only do chalitza, not yibum? Umeida yadi the chumra v'alma, and everybody will know it's a chumra, and nobody's going to think that that the gerushin were real, and therefore that the wife, because they'll know that because the wife is not having full yibum. So imata omer chalitza midya bemet. No, because whenever is the problem. Whenever you say she can have chalitza, people will think she can also have yibum. So achanam imata omer chalitza midya bemet. It's the same thing with kiddushin. If you say lachumra she has to have chalitza, people will think it's not a chumra, it's yibum. V'tidyabem vein mechach klum. And the answer is very simply. Why don't we let the one with the suffic kiddushin have yibum? What do I care? That's fine, because really, Mi'ikar Adin, she should have Yibum. Achazaka Kakaima, right? Because after all, we're really relying on the original Chazaka. In other words, what we're doing is as follows. In the case of Kiddushin, this woman, wife, where brother one gave Safi Kiddushin to sister one, wife was really chartered for Yibum. Now, brother one gave Safek Kiddushin to sister one. Really, Mi'ikar Adin, those Kiddushin are no good because they're Kiddushin Safek. And therefore, really, wife should be able to do Yibu. We're saying she should only do Chalitza. And if people say, oh, if she does Chalitza, she could do Yibu. All right, so she does Yibu. That's also not so bad because, after all, she's really Omer Yibu. Good. So now we've distinguished between Gerushin and Kiddushin. That in the case of Kiddushin, she was standing before brother one ever started anything with sister one. She was standing to have Yibum with brother two. Now, when this possibility came in, the truth is, until we know for sure that there's Kiddushin with sister one, wife should be able to have Yibum with brother two. Chumrah, we say, because of the Safek Kiddushin, we say she should only have Chalitza. But even if the worst thing would happen, people say, ooh, in this case, she could also have Yibum, so she has Yibum. Nishka Farlach. But in the case of Gerushin, where the Chazaka was that the wife was going to go free, Lashuk, in such a case, we can't say, oh, now, me Safek, because of the Safek Gerushin, suddenly she's not allowed to go Lashuk and we enforce Chalitza. And we certainly, in such a case, cannot say, let her have Yibum, because then it's going to be a violation of Erva, because since the Gerushin of brother one to sister one are only Misafek, really, the wife is a co-wife with an Erva. Good. Now, Etave Abaya challenges this whole one of thinking. We have the following. A case where a man and his wife, who is his niece, are in a house together, and the man has other wives. And the house caved in, and both the brother, the man, and his wife, slash niece, died. We don't know who died first, and there's a big difference. If the brother died first, meaning the man died first, then that means that for that split second, his niece and the other wife fell to the brother, who's her father. And that means they're all pater. It means that Sarah, who was not in the house and she's walking around alive, is pater and mutter l'shuk. But if, on the other hand, the niece died first, then that means that the man had only one wife who was not an heir. And then when he died a second later, she now falls to that guy's brother. Right? So we say the halacha is chalitza no yibu. Why don't we just start and say the following? Use your reasoning, Rabbah. Say that before there was a cave-in, the wife, the outside one, the one who was not in the house, she was omeret b'chezkan hetelashuk, meaning that if the husband died, she'd automatically go to lashuk because her co-wife was an erva. And you're now coming to say, because of a suffix of who died first, I'm going to prohibit her from having going lashuk and she needs chalitza? So according to your reasoning, Rabbah, which you're saying, that if somebody is omeret b'hetel lashuk, and now somebody raises a question because of a suffix, that question shouldn't be enough to change her hetel lashuk. And if you're going to tell me, also in this case, it's just a chumra that we're making a duchalitza, but really she's mutter lashuk. Chumra da'ati de'kulu. It's going to, again, lead to catastrophic results. Why? Because after all, if you say choletzet, then indeed mitjabemet, and here we may have a serious problem of her having yibum with her co-wife's father. So the answer is simple. Gerushin is shchichi gazur b'rabbanan, mapolot lo shchichi lo gazur b'rabbanan. Gerushin is a relatively common thing, and therefore, even though it's not necessarily common with all of these intricacies, it is a common occurrence. The Rabbanan made a gzera in the case of Gerushin to say that we will have chalitza. However, a cave-in, which is a very uncommon thing, they didn't make such a gzera. Inami Gerushin the kaima erva the kamuchach. Or the other possibility is as follows. In other words, here is the concern. How come in Gerushin we didn't say du chalitza, but in the case of Bapolet we did? Because we said that in the case of Gerushin, if we say du chalitza, we might say du yibum, and that will be a big problem. Here we don't say that, because here is such an uncommon case. The other possible answer is as follows. In Gerushin, everybody's in front of us. The erva's in front of us, and the only question is, was this get good? Gamuchach. V'tzaratah, now you're forcing the tzara to do chalitza. Amri, people will say, kamu be rabbanan begita, the rabbanan checked into the get, the gita malio, it was a good get. There must have been. And what's going to happen? they're going to think, it must be that if they're making the tzara du chalitza, it must be that the original wife's get was a valid get. V'atu liyivum the tzara. And they're going to then say, you know what, forget chalitza, let her do yibum, and that'll be a real problem. Mapolet mikamu barabon mapolet. But in the case of a cave-in, that's something that's never going to be discovered. We're never going to be able to find out who died first. We will always know that it's unknowable. Good. So now, v'gamigereshin milo tanan, we don't have such a mishnah about safikar of la leads to chalitza. V'atanan, haitam v'rishut amim muzarakola. A woman who's standing in Rishut HaRabim, you know, if it's not in her own backyard, so the minute the get gets in her own backyard, it's hers. She's in Rishut HaRabim, where you have Dal and Amo, right? And the man threw the get to her. Karavla, Megureshet. Karavlo, Ainu Megureshet. It's closer to her, Megureshet, closer to him, not. Mechza, Mechza, Megureshet, Ainu Megureshet. If it's in the middle, then maybe Gerushet. Yamrina, Lamayel, Chata, what's this maybe Gerushet? Di Kohen Hu, Asurale. Let's say the husband was a Kohen, and then later changed his mind. Too late. She's sort of Megureshet. He can't reunite with her. The Erva he, and let's say she's an Erva, meaning an Erva to the brother. Tzaratah baya chalitza. So what does it mean, Megureshet, Menugureshet? Let's say that brother threw such a get, and it landed somewhere in the middle between him and sister one. And then brother dies, so wife, outside wife, has chalitza with brother two, but not yibum, because she may be tzarat erva. And we don't say that really until we know the get is vadai, she's ptura. And we're not going to do a chumra of chalitza, because that might lead to yibum, like you just said. Right? So how come you're telling me that in our Mishnah, that's the consideration? So you know what the case is there in Gittin? When you threw it, it was halfway. It doesn't mean it landed halfway in the middle. We couldn't figure out who was closer. There were two sets of edim. One set of witnesses, one kat of two or more edim, kosher edim, say it landed closer to him. One say it landed closer to her. Now it suddenly becomes a suffix d'oraita. It's a very strange term, and we're going to reject it in a moment. The idea is that here you have two witnesses saying that it's kar of la, so you have to say it's a valid get. The two say kar of lo, it's closer to him, are now raising a question about it. But it's a suffix about a da'oraita. That's the idea. And our Mishnah is talking about karavla, when there's one set of witnesses, and they can't agree on where it landed, or the two of them say, we're not sure, it landed somewhere in the middle. So wait, why do you think that our Mishnah is talking about one group and not two sets of witnesses? The answer is do me the Kiddushin, just parallel to the case of Kiddushin. Who says Kiddushin? In other words, we're doing a context rule. Because the Kiddushin in our Mishnah are talking about one group of witnesses who are giving an unclear testimony or mixed testimony about where it was closer to him, to whom was closer. So say the same thing about Gerushin. So who says the Kiddushin is one kat? Maybe it's two groups. So if there's two sets of witnesses, then that means you've got one set of witness saying that there was no Kiddushin at all. That there was no Kiddushin at all. So let her do Yibum, and that'll be fine. So Kaimi Edim, Kamri Kar of La. What are you talking about? You got two witnesses standing here, according to you, saying the Kiddushin were closer to her, and she's certainly married. Which means this woman cannot do Yibum at all, this Tzara. And by the way, even if you have two groups of Edim, why are you calling it a Sveika Doraita? Because after all, when you have two sets of witnesses contradicting each other, it's what we call a double knockout, and we go back to where we were before. So that means that if two say the Kiddushin were close to her, if two say the Kiddushin were close to him, essentially we have no Kiddushin. Let's go back to the beginning. And the woman was of Chazaka, that she was omitted Liyibum. Right? The famous story about Nichsa de Barshatya. Barshatya meaning he was somewhat of a crazy man. Barshatya Zavi Nichsi. Barshatya sold some of his property. Atu Beitrei V'amikshu Cholim Zavi. So two people came and testified that he sold it when he was lucid. Atu Beitrei V'amri Shu Shota Zavi. Two other people came and testified that he sold it when he was out of his mind. Yam Ravashi, Oki Trey, Levahadi Trey, what did Ravashi rule? The two knock each other out. And the land stays with the Parshatya. In other words, the testimony gets thrown out. Which means, if you have two sets of witnesses, one say the get was closer to her, and one says the get was closer to him, or with Kiddushin, then we should just say we ignore everything and nothing happened. Which means in the case of a get, by the way, we go back to the Tzara being Pater, because he's still married to the Erva. In the case of Kiddushin, we still have the Tzara having full Yibum. Right. All right, so now, up until now, we've worked with the assumption that Safek Karav Lo, Safek Karav La is not halachically valid in the case of a get to necessitate chalitza. And we've tried to figure out why and distinguish it from Kiddushin. That is all Rabba's take. Ela Amar Abaye. Abaye says differently. He says, Yagid Alav Reo. He quotes the pasuk from Eov, pasuk number one on the page, which is literally his friend tells about him, which means his context information. Meaning that the parallel case that's juxtaposed to our case tells us what our case is talking about. Tana b'kiddushin v'adin l'kiddushin, Tana b'gerushin v'adin l'kiddushin. He says, the Tana mentioned three different kinds of gittin. The same thing would apply to a star kiddushin. And the Tana says one thing about kiddushin, about Safek Karav Lo, Safek Karav Lo, the same thing applies to gerushin, which is not an omission at all. So Amrali Rava. So Rava doesn't like this. He says, I agid alav reo, my zehu diktani. But if that's the case, then why do you have the exclusive term zehu? Right? Zehu safek gerushin. Zehu safek yidushin. If they're both the same. Ela Amar Rava. So Rava fixes, but he really agrees with the Abaye, but he fixes it slightly. Kol sheyesh b'kiddushin, yesh b'gerushin. Kiddushin, the safek karav lo, safek karav la, that does apply to gerushin. V'yesh b'gerushin mashen b'kiddushin. However, gerushin does have some things that kiddushin doesn't have. Right? V'zeu d'gerushin lav davka. And when it says zeu safek gerushin, that's not really excluding anything else. But when it says zeu safek kiddushin, it means to say this is the stuff that is unique to that is about kiddushin, and the stuff about gittin doesn't apply here to kiddushin. Elam mishum natan zeu b'kiddushin tanan ami zeu b'gerushin. It's parallel construction. Since it's that zeu safek kiddushin, it's that zeu safek gerushin. But zeu safek gerushin is not really an exclusive term. Now, a zehu de kiddushin lemutei mai, what is zehu of kiddushin excluding? It's saying that this is a safek, karav lo, safek karav lo, but the other is not. Lemutei zman, think of my zman, that if you write a shtar kiddushin, kiddushin shtar, there's no zman. Now, the issue of zman, we'll get to in a minute, it's a very critical component in gittin. Deleika be kiddushin. Alright, umimnei malo tiknu zman be kiddushin. So this goes to the sugin gittin daf yutzayin, about why there's a takon of zman beget, why you have to write the zman of the gerushin in the get. And there's two explanations, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, very famous discussion, machloket, about whether it is mishum peirot, that because the baal eats the benefit of the nichse malog that she brought into the marriage until the point of gerushin. And therefore, if there's no date on the get, then he's going to continue eating peirot long after the get is effected. The other possibility, Shemei Chafel Bat Achoto, a man divorces his wife because she had an affair. But let's say it's a wife who's a family member otherwise and he wants to take care of her. So what does he do? He backdates it. And then, according to what it says in the Shtar, she was divorced when she had this affair. It's not Chayim Mita. So now, why is there no Zman B'Kiddushin? So that's easy. Ha'nechel Mandam Rishum Peirei. According to the Manda Amar, that says that the reason for Zman beget is to save the produce of the woman, so to make sure that the husband does not use it to beyond the date. Harusa leitla peirot. She's a mikudesha, so there are no peirot. The Baal doesn't eat peirot until the marriage, and therefore there's no issue with when the kiddushin happened for peirot. The Manda Mishum Bat Achoto Litkin Zman Mishum Litkin Zman. But according to the opinion that says that Zman Begitin is to protect against Bat Achoto, so do the same thing, put Zman Bekiddushin. Because we're afraid that if there's no Zman Bekiddushin, and let's say she has an affair after the Kiddushin, the husband will say, oh yeah, I did the Kiddushin afterwards to save her. Mishum ne'ikal ne'mekadosh b'kaspa v'ikal ne'mekadosh b'shtara. Lo takon rabbanon Zman. The answer is that Gittin always is b'shtar. That's the only kind of get that's valid in document. But Kiddushin, some people make b'shtar, some make b'kasef. Therefore, they wouldn't kind of talk it. Ravacha b'reidu of Yosef, the Rashi, va'avda the ikah, the kana mikasva ikah the shtara, tigabon zman. But when you buy an eved, sometimes people use a shtar, sometimes people use kesef, and they were matakin zman in the shtar kinyan of eved, eved kanani. So the answer is hatam ruba b'shtar. With an eved, usually it's done with a shtar. Halcha ruba b'kaspa, as we have bizman hazeh, that everybody's makadish b'kesef. So even in the times of the Gemara, most people were makadish b'kesef. Therefore, they were matakin zman. There's another possibility, which is, even in a shtar kiddushin, there'd be no way to put zman in there to solve anything. Hey, Chudalvin, what do you want to do? Lincha gabe dida, you want to give her the shtar kiddushin? So let's say she really does have an affair. So machkalei, she'll erase the zman. And then you go prove that she had the znut after she was mekudesh. Lincha gabe dida, you want to leave it with him? Zinin devan achotoi, umachapela. Maybe again, he'll protect her by erasing the date. So lincha gabe edim. So why don't you leave with the edim? So that's fine. Eid is zechiri leitid lisud. If the edim themselves remember when they're married, then we don't need the zman. They can come and testify. But ve'ilo zinu dechazu michtava. If they don't remember, then what are they going to do? They're going to look at the get to remind them. Ve'atu mishade, and then they're going to come testify. Rachman amar. Take a look at pasuk number 2. That in edut it is mipihem. And it has to be alpishnaim edim. It has to be oral testimony from memory, not from notes that they took. And so therefore, looking at the shtar and saying, oh, yeah, that's the date. That's an invalid testimony. So, iachi begerushin nami neimahachi. So why don't you say the same thing? That if you have the zman beget, who's going to hold on to the get? If the woman holds on to the get, and then she has nudes, so she'll erase it. Right? Same problem. So, hatam latzola didakat. The answer is that if you have the Zman Begitin is there to help her out, right? Because when the Edim come and say that she had Znut, she has to bring the get with the Zman in it to prove that she was already divorced. She can't wipe it out, it's not going to help her because her Chazak was a married woman. Here, she is not yet Mekudeshet, right? And now, Edim are going to come and say she had Znut. So all she has to do is erase it and say, go prove that I was already married, and therefore she'll be able to erase it. Good. Okay, we have this relatively small piece now. Gimel achim nesuin gimel achriot. So three brothers married to three outsiders. We're going to call them wife 1, 2, and 3. Umeit achad mehen. So now, brother 1 died. Yasama sheni ma'amar. Brother 2 did ma'amar and wife 1. So he's now got ma'amar with wife 1 and married to wife 2. Umeit, and now he dies. So what happens? Wife 1, through the mama of brother 2, falls to brother 3, and wife 2 falls to brother 3. Right? So they have chalitza, but not yibum. Shinamar umet echad mihen yivama yavo aleha. Take a look at pasuk number 3. Only if one of the brothers dies, then the yavam has relations with her. Meaning, shaleha zikat yavam echad. We already had this earlier. Only if this woman is coming from one yavam. V'lo shaleha zikat shnei yavamin. She has zikat shnei yevamin because she has the zikat of brother 2 on her, plus the zikat of brother number 3. Shimon Omer Miyabem La'ezo Shiyotzeva Choleitz La'Shniyar. Shimon, we already saw this opinion earlier, says that brother 3 could give yibum to one and chalitza to the other and either one. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon says in Manavshach, either the ma'amar is a full kinyan, in which case now they're both married to brother 2, and he could give yibum to one and the other one goes free. Or else ma'amar is nothing. In which case, he could do yibum with either one, and would have to give chalitza to the other one. Truthfully, on that second scenario, he could do yibum with both. But we can't be sure that ma'amar is really nothing, and therefore we say, good, the other one you'd have to do chalitza. But we're going to take a look now at the Rabbanan's opinion, which is that you have to give chalitza, not yibum. Why? Now you're quoting a pasuk, and you're saying that umeit echad mehem, if I'm have all that, only if she's coming from one yavam and not from two. If that's doraita, chalitza namilotibai, she should go free. Why are you saying that when brother number 2 did ma'amar on her, she needs chalitza from brother 3? Ella midrabanan, the answer is it's really midrabanan. They use the pasuk as an asmachta. And really, this issue of zikat shnei yavamin is gzera shemimru shnei yavamot abod mibayit achad mityamot. Because it looks here as if two sisters are falling from the same brother, and if he gives yibum to one and chalitza to the other, then it's going to look as if when two yivamot fall from the same household, They both have Yibum. Uniyabim lechada v'neichutz lechada. So let's do a simple thing. Give one Yibum, give one the other Chalitza. So Gzeira Shema Yomru, Bayit Echad Miktzato Banui, Miktzato Chalutz. No, because then people will think that when one brother dies with two wives, you give Yibum to one and Chalitza to the other. So V'Yomru, let them say that. What do you care? You give Yibum to one and then Chalitza to the second, then Chalitza is meaningless, but who cares? The answer is, you're right, if they did Yibum first. Here's the problem. People are going to think, if they see this, that that if two wives fall from the same household, that you give Yibum to one and Chalitza to the other, and they might do Chalitza first. And once they do Chalitza, we already saw that there's a lota say of Asher lo Yivneh, meaning once a brother is given Chalitza, he's not allowed to do Yibum on any of those wives, and it's a lot. Brachman Amar, Kevin Shalabana, Shuv lo Yivneh. Good. Now, parenthetically, just commenting on our Mishnah, Amarava, Natan get lema maro, utra afilu, Natan get lema maro, utra tsaratav alhi asura. Let's say that brother one died, wife one fell to brother two gave her ma'amar, and then he gave her a get for that ma'amar. Now he dies. Wife two can have yibum with brother three. Wife one can't. But the ma'amar does erase the ma'amar problem. Why can't wife one have yibum? Because then people will think that if a regular yivama falls without ma'amar and a guy gives her a get, that she could still have yibum, and that's not the case, as we'll see later on in the Masechet. But ikad amri amar Rava, there's another version that says that Rava doesn't even care about that concern. Natan get lema'amaro utra afilu hi. That if wife one fell to brother two, and brother two did ma'amar, and then gave her a get, and then he dies, wife one could have bia with brother three. My taima, my da'ama bashakle, because exactly what he gave her, he took away. He gave her ma'amar, he took it away. It doesn't look at all like balat haget, which is a regular yivama that you first gave a get to. And therefore, it's totally mutar. Okay, everybody should have a wonderful day. Be'ezras Hashem, we will continue on the next podcast and go until the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Bet, and then subsequently finish the Perek on Daf Lamed Hei.